This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The U.S. Supreme Court has issued a ruling that probably opens the door to future rulings on affirmative action in college admissions. In a Texas case called Fisher, the Supreme Court voted 7-1 to take the plan back to the courts in Texas. One of those who has been closely involved in this case is Lori Alvino McGill. She is a partner in the Washington, D.C. office of Latham & Watkins, and she was a principal author of the University of Texas merits brief in the Supreme Court in the Fisher case. She was here in Atlanta recently for a forum by the Federal Bar Association here in Atlanta. Lori Alvino McGill, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You were there at the Supreme Court this morning. Was everybody expecting a definite yes or no, or were they expecting this kind of, okay, go back a few steps?
You know, I think it's fair to say that because the case was argued all the way back in October, that today's decision might be viewed by many as a little bit anticlimactic. So I think a lot of spectators might have been expecting a very significant blow to the use of affirmative action in higher education. And some even speculated that the court might overrule some of its past precedents altogether.
Instead, the court sent the case back to the courts in Texas, but it did give them a bit of a guideline here, saying that they have to apply strict scrutiny to the government's affirmative action plan. Explain a little bit what strict scrutiny means and why it's important.
Sure. So any classification of people that's based on race must be subject to a searching judicial review, which we call strict scrutiny. And it's a multi-step test. The first part of that asks whether there is a compelling state interest in making the classification. And I'll stop right there for a second because the court simply reaffirmed its prior precedents today to the effect that, yes, seeking broad diversity, including racial diversity, can be a compelling state interest that could justify, in the right circumstances, the use or consideration of race in admissions. But so the second part of the test asks whether the plan, the way you implement that classification, is narrowly tailored to the compelling interest. The court did not hold that the Texas plan at issue didn't meet that part of the test. It simply remanded to the Fifth Circuit to take another look under the correct standard.
So for the layperson here, and I hope I'm not being too crude here with the analysis, the court is saying to the Texas court, okay, take a look at this. The state could have a compelling interest in using affirmative action as part of the admissions formula, but it can't go too far in implementing it. It can't have a very broad scope in implementing it. Is that too rough an analysis of it?
No, I mean, I think that captures the gist. I mean, basically, the requirement is that it has to be modest. So the consideration of race can't trump other things about an applicant. It has to be just one of many factors, and an applicant still has to be considered in a very individualized way. So in other words, you can't have quotas or, you know, reserved seats for people based strictly on their racial or ethnic background.
But because the court basically sent things back to Texas, do you think that other states, again, Georgia, one of them, that are watching this very closely and trying to decide whether to use affirmative action again or not, this really doesn't give them much to go on, does it?
Well, the one thing that it does tell them is that they have to be sure to build a record if they decide to adopt a policy similar to the Texas plan, or really, you know, any policy that reintroduces or introduces the consideration of race. They have to adopt a record that could satisfy, you know, strict scrutiny, which, you know, frankly, universities and, you know, states should have been on notice of this for a lot of years. But the majority opinion just kind of reiterates that it will not be taken on good faith, and they will also, you know, have to show that the way that they're doing it is individualized and modest and not sort of a quota in disguise.
Lori Alvino McGill is a partner in the Washington, D.C. office of Latham & Watkins, and she was a principal author of the University of Texas merits brief in the Supreme Court case of Fisher, which the court ruled on today. Thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.